the Lord made my enemy.
I'm blessed.
He made me behave.
I'm blessed.
Amen. Anybody here feel like that today? Well, let me ask that question one more time. Anybody here today feel like you're blessed? Even though there may be some things going on in your life and things may not quite be comfortable and things may not quite be the way that you want them to be, but yet and still, you know, through all of that, you are blessed. Do I have somebody in the house tonight that believe that truly you are blessed? Amen. Amen. Let me help you understand something. It's not about what you have that makes you blessed. It's about who you belong to. Amen. Amen. For God, if you got God, you are blessed in all situations. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come to you today to say thank you, Master. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for allowing us to see yet another day. And Master, not just any day, but the day that you set aside for us to come out to the house of worship and uplift your Son Jesus' holy name. We thank you for this opportunity because we know that if we lift up his name, the Bible says that he inhabits the praise of his people, which means that we'll draw him into all of our circumstances, all of our situations, and everything that we have before us. And Master, we thank you for that, because if he's there, we need nothing else. So we pray now that while we're in this service, be with us and give us everything that we need. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let all hearts say amen. 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 Let amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn 533.
Discouraged, God is overcome.
one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings.
Won't you detect me as I travel along the rain?
fence all around me every day. Amen. Anybody here need him every day? I don't know if you like me, but I just want to give him just a little bit of praise just for a moment. I need for him to be my protection. I need for him to be my provision. I need for him to be my covering. I need for him to be my sustainer. Anybody in here need for protection? Protection. 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 All on the way. All on the way. Nothing wrong with giving God some praise. Amen. 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 As the old folk would say back in my home church, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with giving God some praise. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We're going to go ahead and move on to tithing and offering. We do the pastoral prayer as we prepare to give our message. So we ask that the officers will come down for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Together and running over, give, it will come. Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that it be used to uplift your kingdom, put a smile on somebody's face, to change their thought process to perhaps from depression to happiness. Use us, use these gifts to uplift them. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let all hearts say amen.
Good morning, saints. Good morning. Good morning. Come on, let me see those pearly whites out there this morning. You all been sitting down ever since you came into the church this morning. Did you come to praise this morning? I don't know about you, but I came to praise the Lord this morning. Anybody waiting for a harvest? Has anybody planted a seed? Anybody sowed good seed this year and you're waiting on the harvest? Somebody's been praying for something that they've been waiting for. Is that you? Well, come on and stand to your feet and put your hands together. Come on and stand to your feet and put your hands together. It's harvest time. I know I'm waiting for a harvest myself. I sure hope somebody else is waiting for a harvest. Amen? Come on, don't be ashamed. You can put your hands together. If you don't praise Him while you're here, don't think you're going to start doing it when you get up there. Amen? Now is the time. Now is the time. Patiently waiting for the harvest is now. I've got that Hebrews 11 and 1. That kind of faith. And it's mine. All mine. Said it's harvest time. Listen, I'm standing on your promise. I'm trusting in your word. Everything that I speak, I believe you'll give it to me. Now it's the Father's will, good pleasure, that the season, it is mine, it is mine, all mine. Ooh, Lord. Oh Lord, I come to receive
my blessing,
patiently waiting for the harvest is nigh. I got that Hebrews 11 and 1, that kind of faith, and it's mine, all mine. It is harvest time. Listen, I believe in Him for great things. He promised me a long time ago. I know I'm gonna get it because the Bible tells me so. Now it's the Father's will, good pleasure, that the kingdom, it is mine. It is mine, all mine. Ooh, Lord,
it's harvest time.
Oh, Lord, I've come to receive, patiently waiting for the harvest. I got that Hebrews 11 and 1.
Woo!
That kind of faith. And it's mine. All mine. Ooh, Lordy. Lord, it's mine. All mine. It is harvest time. Listen. My blessing. Said that my blessing. Said my blessing, y'all. Said my blessing. And my healing. My healing. Said that my healing. I said that my healing, y'all. My healing. Is your blessing. Somebody needs a blessing, Lord. Come on and put your hands up there. Let him know you need a blessing. My blessing is on the way. And it's mine. All mine. Ooh, Lordy. I need.
Amen. Anybody believe that their blessings are on the way? Amen. I believe mine are on the way. Amen. Like the song said, I planted my seed. I turned over the soil. God's doing the watering. God will allow me to reap in his time and not in mine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for this opportunity to stand before your people. And Master, we know that they've come with many issues upon their hearts, for we live, Master, in a world that's very hard. A world that's not kind, a world that's not loving, a world that's not understanding. But we know that we have a God who can do everything but fail us. We have a God who can meet our every need. We have a God who's so in tune with his people, he know more about us than we know about ourselves. So we come to say thank you, Master, for we know that you have some food for us to eat. You have something for us to glean from your table. Master, allow us to eat from your table and allow it to give us strength, nourishment, in order that we can stand powerful in this day and in this hour. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray that all hearts say amen.
Amen.
I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. I said I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, you've seen order to win this fight. I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus.
somebody here want to live for Jesus all of their days? Oh yeah, the Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me, help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me, help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah. See, you can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me. You may as well join me. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me. Help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me. Help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah. The Lord God's been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening he set me free. See, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, we won't be before you long, for we know we have a meeting. And after the message today and we follow the light of God out, don't expect to see me at the end. I'm going to continue to go on to my office so you guys can have the meeting. Amen. Amen. But if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Yeah, my Thanksgiving gift to you today is a short sermon. Amen. Amen. So take this gift, because you know you won't get that often. Amen. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, and it reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made the whole." Amen. Just for a quick few moments, I would like to take the subject, an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. And my proposition to you is, we all have something to be thankful for. Let me say that again. We all, A-L-L, have something to be thankful for. My brothers and my sisters, I've learned over these years that my attitude
has a direct impact on my altitude. I remember my teachers in school used to share that with me. And as a child, I didn't quite understand what they were trying to convey. But as I became older and started living life for myself and was out of my mother's house from under her covering, I learned that my attitude has a direct impact on my altitude. And what I've learned that that's not just a earthly thing, but that's also a spiritual fact. If you want to get somewhere with God, your attitude must be, it must be proper. If you want God to do something for you, then your attitude must meet God's standards. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say meet your standards. I said meet God's standards, because sometimes in life we think that our standards are God's standards. And then some of us are so bold we think our standards are more important than God's standards. But I come to tell you today that it is God's standard for you to be grateful. Not only are you to be grateful, but you are to show your gratitude. Life is funny because we like to complain sometimes, and we complain that we're not where we ought to be. Well, let me ask you this question. What is your attitude? Is your attitude one of gratitude, or is your attitude one that believes that God owes you something? Because of what I want you to know, God owes you nothing. He don't belong to you. You belong to him. I learned in life that my attitude must be one of gratitude. It must be one where I show God that I'm grateful for who he is in my life. Show God I'm thankful for him keeping me. Show God that I'm thankful for him protecting and covering me when I couldn't protect or cover myself. Somebody better hear me in here. My attitude. I've learned that our positive and negative attitudes can have a powerful influence on our behaviors. I've learned that our attitude is formulated out of our emotions, out of our feelings, out of our perceptions, out of our expectations, which all birth from our values, our experiences, our thoughts, and our knowledge. Let me say this to you. Psychiatrists say that attitudes are emotions and beliefs and behaviors towards a particular object, person, or thing. And then it goes as far as to say that it's also the evaluation of someone or something. So basically what it's saying is not only is it our emotions, but it's how we see things and how we respond to it. How we receive things and how we respond to it. And we must understand that we must respond appropriately. Your attitude must be one of gratitude. You know, it's bad for a Christian to be someone where people say their attitude stinks. I've heard that. I've heard that. And what preceded that statement was, and they're supposed to be Christians. Mm-hmm. But their attitude stinks. Mm-hmm. Remember, Jesus said that you ought to be able to show love in order for the world to know that he did come. Right. Your attitude shows that Jesus did come. Yes. And not only that Jesus did come, but your attitude shows that God sent him. My mother used to say, back when I was young, Son, we are holding up the blood stain banner. I know some of y'all too young know what that means. Huh? But the blood stain banner is people are watching you to see a God in you. But if your attitude is not one of gratitude, they won't see God. They'll see that what stinks. Here in this text, we have the opportunity to see the attitude of 11 people. 10 were lepers and one was Jesus. We get to see how the 10 respond to what happened to them. And then we also get to see how the one who gave the gift responded to their response. And I wanted to share this with us because I think sometimes we get so caught up in receiving and we don't realize that there's an attitude that we must have after we receive it. We so caught up in just running with what God give us, we forget that there's a standard that we must uphold so that we can show that the gift that we received was given by Him. Attitude or gratitude. You know, I'm appreciative when people say, Reverend, that was a good message. And if you pay attention, most of the time I say to you, God is good.
Amen.
You know why I say that? Because I'm grateful. I realize it's not me who came up with that. It was Him who gave it to me. And if I came up with it on my own, let me share something to you. Then I just preach you a bunch of mess. But if God gave it to me, then He meant it to be given unto you. And if He gave it, then it's going to change something in your life.
Amen.
So when somebody say, Reverend, good message, I always say, God is good. Because I realize, not me. It's Him. We all must start thinking like that. We must all start acting like that, because if you are God's children, there's an attitude of gratitude that you must operate in. You can't do it at home and think that it's okay. God needs for you to do it out in the world. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's an action. That's not something you just do at home. That's something you do out in the world so that God will know that you are grateful. I've learned in my time that we have a pre-blessing attitude and a post-blessing attitude. I wish I didn't have to say that, but it's true. We have a pre-blessing attitude, and then we have a post-blessing attitude. The only time I have to deal with today is just the pre-blessing attitude. The attitude that we have when we want something, when we desire to have something. We are just like these boys. And these boys, as they stood afar off, they called out with a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. How many of us, when we find ourselves in situations in our prayer life at home, because I ain't just talking about at church, because I know some of y'all say, well, Reverend, I'm the same at church, as, you know, every time I go through something, my emotions don't change, the way I act don't change, how I address God does not change. But when you are at home, and that life situation is staring you in the face, maybe the doctors gave you some bad news, maybe it's your children, maybe somebody in your family is driving you crazy and you need to help them, and when you fall on your knees, you fall on your knees with fervent prayer. Tears run from your eyes and you scream, maybe not even loud, maybe softly, but in yourself you scream, Jesus, Master, have mercy.
when he blesses you, your attitude ought to be the same. Mm-hmm. When he gives you what you ask for, your attitude ought to be the same, because when we need something, we're
I ain't got to call you for no meetings. You're here before I get here. You sing loud in the choir. You stand longer at the back door. You do what the church need to be done, because you want to get God's attention. You want God to know that you are working for him. That's our pre-blessing attitude. Your conviction is strong. You want him to look at you. These lepers said, if I can just get him to look my way. If he looks our way, he will give us what we need. That's our pre-blessing attitude. Most of us operate just like that. When we need him, you can't open up the church doors fast enough. When we need him, we can't get you off your knees. When you need him, we can't stop you from praying. When you need him, we can't stop you from crying. But what is your attitude when he gives you the gift? What is your attitude when he gives you what you ask for? What is your attitude when everything is all right in your life? These boys, I keep saying boys, but some of them may have been females. I don't know. That just rolls off the tongue good. Yeah. These lepers realized that they was in dire need. And they needed help. And the Bible shares with us that their attitude shows some things that perhaps we need to take a look at. It shows that they were actionary, which means they were immediate in their response. Once they saw Jesus, they made sure that Jesus saw them. They didn't wait. I said it to some of us because, you know, we wait till we get to our private places before we... Let me tell you something. And I know you might say, well, Reverend, you're a fool if you do that. But the Bible said that we'll procure your people. Christians ought to be different. If I see Jesus or God anywhere, no matter where I am, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise him. I think I told you guys this once before. I told my boss, listen, I'm a preacher. So if you're going to put me in management, realize you're putting a preacher in management. And when I see the opportunity to do God's work or give God praise, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do God's work and I'm going to give him the praise. I'm actionary. I'm immediate in my actions. My attitude is one of gratitude. You know, some of us, you know, it all depends on who's sitting in front of us. Certain people in front of us, we're not going to show God gratitude. Wow. You know, I like to tell people, sometimes I think that God is funny. He's a comedian. You know? Because sometimes he'll do stuff while we sit in front of that person. Yeah. For us to say thank you, Lord, or something. But because that person is sitting across the table in front of us, we don't say it. Mm-hmm. We keep our mouth closed. Is your attitude? Is it one of gratitude? Because if you are grateful, nobody will keep you from praising them. Amen. Let me say that one more time. If you are grateful, nobody will keep you from. I told you guys once before when I was going through in my life and God was doing some stuff for me, because I was grateful, he did something that I never thought that could be done. How you get a job and you don't know the job even exists? God did that for me. How do you get a job and it pays you more than what you're making currently, and you don't know that it even exists? God did that for me. How do you get a job that you don't even qualify for, don't have the requirements for? God did that for me. Because I was grateful no matter who I was sitting in front of. Yes. How do you get a job when you tell the person, I do not have the prerequisites to hold this position? I did not go to school for that. But then they tell you, we'll give you a $10,000 raise.
Walter said, you better take it.
But because I was grateful in my attitude, God did that for me. And then when I had the nerve to tell a person, well, let me think about it. I caught her off guard. I said, let me think about it. And let me pray to God.
Amen.
And make sure this is God's will. And when I went on my knees and prayed to God, God asked me, why are you praying to me? I answered your prayers.
Thank you.
Although you're in the fast track management program where you are, the contract is about to be closed. The people who gave you a job won't have a job.
Wow.
And not only am I about to give you a job to a company that you did not know about, I'm about to increase your finances and improve your life if you have an attitude of gratitude. God would do the unthinkable. For you, he would do the impossible.
Amen.
Glory be to God. The doors of the church are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. Doors of my Father's house are now open. Save your God a hand clap of praise. Amen. That was part 1A. We'll get part 1B on next Sunday. And then I'll finish up with part 2 later on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Let's give our children time to come in. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise for our babies. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this day. Thank you for sharing with us that you want for us to show that we are grateful. And that we are grateful in our, and we can show you that we are grateful in our actions. How we treat one another. How we operate in this world that's looking for a Savior. Perhaps they may be looking for the wrong Savior, but we can give them the right Savior. Continue to use us. Continue to build us. So as we leave this place, that everywhere we walk, that our feet would take us. When we go, power goes with us. When we go, the Holy Ghost goes with us. When we go, salvation goes with us. When we go, love goes with us, so that we can change the face of this world. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name.
We do now pray. And all hearts say,